In slumbers of midnight the sailor boy lay, his hammock swung loose at the sport of the wind. But watch-worn and weary, his cares flew away, and visions of happiness danced o'er his mind. He dreamed of his home, of his dear native bowers, and pleasures that waited on life's merry morn, while memory each scene gaily covered with flowers, and restored every rose, but secreted the thorn. Then fancy her magical pinions spread wide, and bade the young dreamer in ecstasy rise. Now far, far behind him the green waters glide, and the cot of his forefathers blesses his eyes. The jessamine clambers in flowers o'er the thatch, and the swallow chirps sweet from her nest in the wall. All trembling with transport, he raises the latch, and the voices of loved ones reply to his call. A father bends o'er him with looks of delight. His cheek is impearled with a mother's warm tear, and the lips of the boy in a love kiss unite with the lips of the maid whom his bosom holds dear. The heart of the sleeper beats high in his breast. Joy quickens his pulses. All his hardships seem o'er, and a murmur of happiness steals through his rest. O God, thou hast blessed me. I ask for no more. Ah, whence is that flame which now bursts on his eye? Ah, what is that sound that now larums his ear? 'Tis the lightning's red glare painting hell on the sky. 'Tis the crashing of thunders, the groan of the sphere.